It's always great to catch up with Miami Dolphins in the offseason, and joining me now, defensive end Olivier Vernon. Now, Olivier, speaking of the offseason, how's your offseason going?
It's going pretty good, you know, resting up. It was a long season. Just preparing for this season already.
Well, you know, you mentioned season, and we saw your play greatly improve from your first season to your second season. What can you attribute that success to?
Just a lot of film study, you know, doing the little things off the field. And, you know, learning from the great guys in that D-line room, you know, to all the veterans, you know, Paul, Randy, Cameron Wake, all those guys. So I give credit to those guys.
Speaking of Cameron Wake, I'm sure you get asked this a lot, but getting to work alongside him, has that helped improve your game? And being that you're not a rookie anymore, does he still mentor you, give you advice?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's third season already. It's came by fast, you know. And I'm still asking questions, you know, anything to elevate my game. You know, I'm always asking him questions. I know I'll be bugging him, you know, when I'll be asking him questions. But, you know, he's a great leader and a great person to look up to.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of leaders, you led the team in sacks last season. Do you set goals for yourself heading into each season? Do you have any goals that you've set heading into your third season?
I haven't written them down yet. I'm still looking at the goals I didn't, complete last year. So I didn't get all of my – I only got a few of my goals from last year. But, you know, this year, you know, it's coming up. I got to think of some things, to put on my board to write on there.
Awesome. Now, let's talk about the reason why we're here. We're at the Ronald McDonald House today. You're out here in the community. Talk to us about what you've done here today visiting with the kids.
Oh, well, you know, we came here to say hi to the kids and, read them books. And, you know, most of the kids, unfortunately, you know, they had, like, surgery. You know, going in tomorrow, and it's kind of sad, you know, hearing it from them. But, you know, we just try to shed some light in their lives right now and, give them some, you know, optimistic, you know, vibes and, heading into tomorrow, you know, for the surgeries. But, you know, anything, you know, to keep, you know, kids happy is a big thing.
I definitely saw a lot of smiles on those kids' faces. Now, you've been very active in the community this offseason. Does it mean a lot to you to be able to be out here in the South Florida community, being that this is your hometown?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is my first time ever being in the Ronald McDonald Hospital. You know, I never even knew about it. Mm-hmm. So just me, this my first experience over here and, you know, seeing being with these kids and, just seeing the smiles on their face is a great, you know, great thing to do. And, I'm glad to give back to my, you know, community. You know, any chance I get, you know, I love to give it back to, you know, Miami.
I saw in there those kids asking you a lot of questions, you know, when you were eating pizza. Anything you want to share? What were they asking you?
Oh, man. The list went from who's your favorite superhero to what's your favorite food. I said Wolverine all the time.
Can't
favorite Wolverine to what's your favorite food. I said pizza. And your favorite books. You know, I had to go back into the memory bank when it came to that. You know, Dr. Seuss, you know, Green Eggs and Ham, you know, Harry Potter, you know, books like that. But, it was fun. I had a good time.
All classics. Well, thank you for being here. I know the kids enjoyed it, and good luck with everything this season.
I appreciate it.